This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be talking once again with Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivnan. Coach, welcome back. How are you doing this semi-vacation week?
Good. Thank you so much, Rick, for having me again. Good. We started off the week pretty strong. Had like 4 days in a row. Had a youth clinic, which was awesome. And then the girls are getting 4 days off here to kind of rest and regroup. Some of them are going away, and some are just hanging around. So nice to have a couple days off after a hectic start. So hopefully it recharges them.
You know, I've been on both ends. I've been a parent of a kid who played lacrosse, girls lacrosse, and I've also I coached a little bit of JV baseball at once, and you know, teaching. And coaches really necessarily demand loyalty to the team, the teammates' loyalty to one another. And we always used to have a problem with this week in terms of vacations, because families sometimes plan months, if not years, in ahead, and then all of a sudden your kid makes the varsity and she's got to be there. So having a few days off, that fits really well into the schedule, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I was pretty honest with my parents at last year. We took a school trip. It's such as a big music trip. So we were off the whole trip last year, but I told them, you know, every year that this music trip isn't happening, we'll at least play one game. It's really hard to get, you know, to take those 10 days off. So I told the parents in, like, October that we'd be doing this, that varsity would be playing over on Tuesday of vacation, then they'd have the rest of the time off, the 4 or 5 days off. And I missed zero kids, so that was really cool to see that all my kids and all the parents kind of, I didn't get a ton of slack for it, which was really good, too.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, shows the commitment of Ipswich Girls Lacrosse, which is just so awesome.
That sounds like a terrific compromise, because it takes care of both situations. That's awesome. Way to go.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys, I'm looking at the goal scoring for you, and I want you to mention some of your kids' names once again, please. But first two games were rough games, tough games, and you came away with wins. And in those two games, you totaled 15 goals for. The last two games, you've doubled that, 34 goals for. So what, if anything, has changed in terms of your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just really getting into the motion of, you know, using everyone, and you can kind of see that from where our goal leaders are from and that we're spreading it around, which was huge, obviously, against Danvers on Tuesday. We had 14 different goal scorers, which is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But really just settling in, as we talked previously, we had three of our hardest games right off the bat. So it's kind of tough to, you know, jump right into that and prepare. So we knew those games would be some of our toughest. Thankfully, we pulled out the wins, but I think it came down to defense a lot in those first couple games. But, you know, we hope to see the attack continue to improve, put the ball in the back of the net.
All right, and your defense has remained outstanding. So, once again, highlight some of those kids or, you know, maybe the offensive players who are keeping it in the other zone.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say all around, everyone's just been awesome. Our new varsity goalie, Emma Paquette, has just been outstanding, stepping into a huge role, as we talked about previously. And then we have core four back there defensively as our low D, Avery Brown, Faith Hauenstein, Jade Wilcox, and Lucy Donahue. And then Maddie Hansen in the last few games has been stepping in huge for us as we've had an injury. So she's been our backer the last couple games, and she's been doing awesome. And then our middies of, you know, Allie Weil, Lucy Winthrop, Estelle Gromko gets back there a little bit, has just been huge the last couple days, especially fighting with the injury that we have. Hopefully, after the time off, we'll be good, and that player will be back.
All right. Well, you got a great home schedule coming up. Tell me a little bit about what's left here before you get to your next game.
Yeah, so we're excited. We have three home games coming up, two next week and then one the following week, and then a really big stretch, competitive stretch after that. So it'll be good to be home for a couple days. We have Georgetown on Tuesday, so we're focused on them first. And then we have North Reading on Thursday. And that's going to be a Morgan Message game. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but that's for the Duke lacrosse player who took her own life a couple years ago. So we will be having a mental health game for that, which we're really excited about.
I think you mentioned that last year when we talked, and I hope we can talk about it again, because I think promoting that stuff is so important.
Yeah, it would be great. As you know, I'm a middle school counselor, so it's near and dear to my heart for sure.
Okay.
And a lot of the girls as well, so super happy. That's the second year in a row we've done it with North Reading, and we hope to keep that, you know, relationship going moving forward.
All right. And finally, Coach, what have you learned about your team maybe that you didn't know about before the season started?
I think it's just, if I can give you like one word, it's honestly like the selflessness and the team aspect. When you see about how much we've been spreading it around on attack, It's just awesome. You know, you have some teams that go out there and let kids score 8 or 10 goals a game, which is, you know, good for them. But, you know, my lead scorers, my best players, you'd say, are, you know, getting 3 or 4 assists a game. They're, you know, passing the ball. They're giving it to somebody else, which is awesome. So we're all about the team and it's Switch. And, you know, as hard as it is, some of these kids, you know, need big numbers, want big numbers. But we're really trying to be selfless this year and work it around. It's really hard for them to cover everybody out there. So the more we can spread it out, the better we'll be. So that's our goal for sure.
Yeah, that's terrific. I appreciate that. Allison, thanks for taking the time on this day off for you. I know it's a big day. And I hope to talk to you again very soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye. That is Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivnan. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.